New Year's came early this year in the NFL as the Rams decided to kick free agency off a tick early here, signing Davante Adams to a two-year deal. And I only kid a little bit in saying they're kicking it off. They were fully able to sign Davante Adams at this point because he's a free agent. He was released. He is allowed to sign before the official league tampering period starts tomorrow. So he's in the mix here for the Rams, which is a really interesting move for a couple reasons. I mean, first and foremost, let's bring it to Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp is only a few years removed from one of the best seasons in NFL history. He won the Triple Crown as a wide receiver. It was tremendous. No denying that. But age hit hard for Cooper Kupp. And over the last couple seasons here, he just hasn't been able to stay healthy. Really, going back to 21, that was his last healthy season. He played 9 games in 2022, 12 in 2023 and 2024. And he was a liability, so he's almost certainly, well, he's out in one way, shape, or form. Whether he's traded or not, I mean, it's unlikely he's traded, but he's gone. But obviously, for fantasy purposes, I don't think that many of us in his age 32 season were too in on Cooper Kupp, but I bet a lot of us are on Puka Nacua. And yes, when you get a guy like Davante Adams in the building, there is going to be somewhat of a gravitational force. Now, obviously, Davante Adams at this point in his career doesn't carry the full gravity that he did only a few years ago. He's going to be 33, but earlier podcasts, I mean, I said it here bluntly. I said, hey, he's still pretty stinking good, despite being, well, this past season 32, this year 33. But the nice thing is you're getting him at 33, you're not getting him at 29, where all of a sudden there may be more of a competition at the top of the pecking order. I don't think there's going to be an issue here. Puka Nacua remains at the top of the feeding chain. Now, can he match the same volume with an age 33 Davante Adams as he did this past season with Cooper Kupp? I mean, probably not. I know in initial projections, which I have not done, this news broke about 10 minutes ago, but I'm going to have to change the initial target shares. Davante Adams is going to get more, and he's going to get more in the red area because historically, well, that's where he's made a lot of his money. He scored a lot of touchdowns in 11 years. Of course, he is a triple-digit touchdown guy. No joke there. But for projection's sake, I still envision Puka Nacua remains in wide receiver one territory. Now, when I talk about that, I am talking about the top 12 fantasy wide receivers. And where I might have had him previously, I mean, let's say knocking on the door of elite territory, I don't think we can be there. I think it is totally fair to say Davante Adams gets more targets, even in his age 33 season, than what we got out of Cooper Kupp last year. You know, plain and simple. And Adams has been really durable over the course of his career. I think maybe that aspect to his game is a bit underrated. But regardless, Nacua is still the clear number one in this offense. I don't think Adams is coming here expecting to now be the alpha fully when you have a dude who's a rising superstar in the league as your number one wide receiver. Now, he could be a 1A. He doesn't necessarily have to be a 2. But overall, that moves Nacua towards more the back end of the wide receiver ones. Now, as for Adams, we can't be where we used to be. And I don't even know if we can fully be in wide receiver two territory. Like, my brain, without doing the numbers, and we've established over the years that I still need to do the numbers. The brain is certainly very fallible. But my brain says, like, front and wide receiver three. But that could also mean 25. And when I run the numbers, maybe he's 22. You know, maybe he's 21. So I think we're either looking at a back end wide receiver two or front end wide receiver three. Now, some of it's going to depend on what they do at tight end. I don't know if they have to do anything else at wide receiver right now. You know, you re-signed Tutu Atwell. He could really be your three if you wanted him to. You could put him down in the slot. You can move him around a little bit. But regardless, not a bad landing spot for Davante Adams. Now, of course, the final piece to this equation is Matthew Stafford, and I still think we don't move off of where we've been on him, which really is a guy I don't want to get in one quarterback leagues, and I guess he's fine in Superflex. I mean, it really doesn't move the needle too dramatically, but overall, I think this will be a good get for the Rams. We knew Adams wanted to come back to California, so it's good for him. Matthew Stafford benefits. Maybe Puka Nacua takes a slight hit, but I think people are probably very likely to overreact to the Puka Nacua portion of this signing. did want to update yesterday's podcast. It looks like no charges are going to be filed against Xavier Worthy. So it's one of those situations that maybe the initial news looked a whole heck of a lot worse than what the news ultimately is. I wouldn't expect anything to come of this for Worthy, but we shall see. That's the latest on that front. FTNFantasy.com is the website. I'm at Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram. I'll catch you soon for another one.